This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is Brazilian guitarist Plinio Fernandes, who spoke about his new recording, Baqueando. Plinio, your second album, bravo! Tell our listeners the inspiration behind this new recording, Baqueando.
The inspiration for me was very natural, because that the album just compiles my two favorite words, which are the music of Bach, who's my favorite composer, and the Brazilian composers and the Brazilian music that was influenced by Bach. So then I thought about, I really wanted to record Bach, which is a great responsibility, but also gives me so much joy because it's the music that I love the most. Speaking to Sérgio Assad, who was the main arranger of the album, and thinking to myself, I just came up with the idea of having, yes, Bach and Brazilian composers who wrote compositions inspired by the great German master.
The way you play the guitar, Plinio, creates the illusion of many voices. Who taught you how to play with such musical phrasing?
It's a great question. Thank you very much, first of all. I think that probably listening to a lot of polyphonic music helps a lot, and having a very varied and broad curiosity towards music. The guitar is a polyphonic instrument as well, but listening to a lot of piano music, to a lot of choral music as well, I think it just helped me to develop that ear of and a certain touch and affinity to play such music.
And of course, the music of Bach does require an understanding of polyphony or many voices, correct?
Absolutely correct. I tried to listen to as much as organ music as possible and choir music specifically, just to develop a better understanding about that polyphony in Bach's music.
As an organist, I can tell you I totally appreciate what you're saying. Plinio, for the young musician out there who is inspired by your playing and your example, what advice can you give her in these extraordinary times for the music industry?
Well, my strongest advice is to be very curious and to listen to as much music as possible from all the different genres, and to be truthful to what kind of music that really makes you wake up early in the morning and say, wow, I want to not do something else, but that really inspires me. The sort of music that speaks the most to them. And to play with other musicians. That's how you learn the most, in my experience, learning from your peers. Of course, if you're at a conservatoire, music school, or university, you learn a lot from great teachers. It's so important to have good teachers. But most importantly is the musicians that you are surrounded by, and to really learn from your friends and just, yeah, be very, very curious and listen to all sorts of music.
Plinio, you are Brazilian and you've ended up studying in England. How come you didn't end up studying in Portugal or Germany or some other European country?
Well, the reason why I came is because I'm a very, very big fan of the... So first, Fabio Zanon, who's my guitar teacher, studied at the Academy, at the Royal Academy of Music in London, which is where I came to study, and he then became a visiting professor. So when I wanted to study abroad, that seemed to me a natural decision to make. But also, I'm a huge, huge fan of both Julian Bring and John Williams, who are some of my heroes, and they are British. They were somehow involved with the Academy, but they weren't teaching there. But there was the legacy of them was really connected to the building. So I felt that this was the place to come. And David Russell, who was also one of my idols, was teaching there at the time. And so that's why I chose to come to London.
Plinio Fernandes, much luck with this new album. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Rob.
Our guest on Preview has been Brazilian guitarist Plinio Fernandes. For more information about our programming, please visit our website in theclassicalstation.org. And thank you for your support.